Good morning, church. How's everyone doing today? We just worship a song that says, He's never going to let me down. Do we believe that? God is never going to let you down. He's there always, all the time. He's present. He's present right now. He's with us, in us. So let me say, let me give welcome to everyone watching us online, whether you're watching us through Facebook, YouTube, hearing us on our podcast. We are so glad that you are with us. And if you're in the room or in the atrium, welcome. It's so good to see all these beautiful, beautiful faces. So whether you are joining us today for the first time or you've been with us for a while, we are so glad you're here. New Hope is a place where you can come and be as you are. It's a place to belong and a place to grow. And today we are finishing up our series, More Discovering Life with the Holy Spirit. This last couple of weeks, the Spirit has challenged me in so many ways. And my prayer has been that the Spirit has also challenged you, that He has spoken clearly to you, and that He's showing you that you are not alone. That if you believe in Christ, the Spirit of God is with you, in you. So if you are with us today for the first time, let me explain what is the Spirit of God. What is the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit is God's presence with us, in us. It's God's presence with us and in us. It's not an energy, it's not a feeling, but it's a person that's part of the Trinity. A Trinity is a Sunday church word that we use that describes Father, Son, Holy Spirit, three in one. And if you'd like to know more information about this, go to our app to week one when Pastor Rusty explains that. While Jesus was on earth, while he was still alive, and he was preparing to leave, he told his followers this in John 14. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate, who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads into all truth. The world cannot receive him because it isn't looking for him and doesn't recognize him. But you know him because he lives with you now and later will be in you. So the Holy Spirit is the helper Jesus promised us to guide our decisions, to bring comfort in challenging moments, to help us grow, and to correct us with love, and to empower us to live with purpose every step of the way with the Spirit. Last week, I talked about how the Holy Spirit isn't just here to give us feelings. He's here to reshape our thinking. Being led by the Holy Spirit means we stop driven by emotions and start walking in step with the Spirit. And with that, we can have confidence that through the Spirit, real change is possible. Change for good. Change that will give God glory. The Spirit of God gives us confidence and peace. That's what it does. When you are filled with the Spirit, it changes everything. It changes everything you do. And let me give you some examples. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit, in your conversations, you don't just speak to be heard. You speak with kindness, patience, and truth. Instead of snapping back in arguments, the Holy Spirit helps you pause and respond with grace. And that's something I'm learning in my marriage. Because marriage is not hard, so I get to pause and let the Holy Spirit guide me through it. When you are filled with the Spirit, in conflict, you stop fighting to win and start fighting for peace. The Holy Spirit will help you to forgive faster, to let go of grudges that used to define your relationships. Because when you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you stop living in fear and start living in trust and trusting the Spirit. When finances are tight or the future seems unclear, the Spirit reminds you that God is still in control and He's still present in your life and you are not alone. When you are filled with the Holy Spirit in your routines, your day becomes more than just a checklist. It becomes an opportunity to serve and reflect Jesus. So even in your workplace, your attitude shifts from, oh, I can't wait to be Friday, to, I can shine today, even though it's Monday. Because when you are filled with the Spirit, in your pain, you stop numbing and start healing. Instead of running to distractions, you turn to prayer, worship, and the Word of God to strengthen you. Because when you are filled with the Holy Spirit in your purpose, you realize that your life isn't random. It's intentionally shaped by God for good. You start to see your job, your neighborhood, and your story as part of God's plan to reach others. The Spirit-filled life isn't just about feelings. It's about being truly changed from the inside out. The Holy Spirit shapes how we speak, how we love, how we forgive, and how we can live with purpose. That's what happens when we are filled with the Holy Spirit. But here's the thing. Sometimes we come to the Spirit only when we want to be with the Spirit. Sometimes we go to the Spirit when struggles happen, and then we go to the Spirit. And for you guys to understand this better, let me show you this quick video that shows this.
Okay. I'm going to ask you the same five questions you cannot
do.
Okay.
Holy Spirit, activate.
Oh, no.
Holy Spirit, activate. No. Holy Spirit, activate. Activate. All right, let's go.
11 years has never happened before.
Right, exactly.
Holy Spirit, activate. Holy Spirit,
activate.
I said,
Holy
okay.
Spirit, activate. Woo!
Nice. Come on, you can do this.
Think about it. Next time you're down at the DMV. Holy Spirit, activate. How about the time you're sitting up there taking a test you ain't studied for? Holy Spirit, activate. Come on. Right, here we go.
Church, sometimes that's us. You didn't study for a test. And you tell it, Holy Spirit, give me the answers. And when he doesn't give you the answers, you complain about the Holy Spirit. But that's your fault. The thing about this is that you don't activate the Spirit. The Spirit is already activated. When he came to your life, he came active. He came with a purpose. But what happens is that we silence the Spirit. We mute the Spirit. We ignore the Spirit. And that's what I said last week about it. But the Spirit is a very activated. So yes, Holy Spirit activate. It's already happening now. He's active 24/7 in your life. And today we are going to go deeper into that confidence and explore how the Spirit of God is the key to a peaceful life and to see how he is active now in your life. So let me ask this question. Have you ever waking up in the middle of the night and thought to yourself, something needs to change? Maybe it was after a hard conversation, a bad discussion, or just feeling overwhelmed that life cannot happen like this no more, that I can continue to do this. And you are saying to yourself, something needs to change. Maybe you're saying this right now. I am tired of just going through the emotions. Something needs to change. I need to stop reacting off anger and fear. Something needs to change. I want more purpose in my relationship. Something needs to change. I don't feel close to God anymore. And that needs to change. And maybe you woke up to New Hope saying that right now. Something needs to change. Maybe you right now scrolling on social media and you see that New Hope video and you are saying to you right now, you are saying to yourself, something needs to change. And church, let me give you good news. Real change is possible. But it doesn't start with trying harder. It starts with surrendering to the Holy Spirit and seeing him active in your life 24/7. So yes, change is possible when you walk with the Spirit. Ephesians 5:15-20, Paul gives us a clear picture of what it looks to live with the Holy Spirit. Not just change with willpower, but be transformed by the Spirit. Because the Spirit of God is in us, and when he's in us, change does happen. But we have to let it happen. Let's read Ephesians 5:15-20. This is what Paul is saying here. So be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Don't be drunk with wine because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs among yourselves and making music to the Lord in your hearts. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. This morning, I want to break down these verses we just read. But first, let me give you a little bit of context of this letter, of what Paul is writing. When Paul wrote this, he wrote this to the church in Ephesus. And he wrote this while he was still in jail. He was probably in Rome. Now, this letter wasn't to correct a crisis like most of his letters. This letter was to encourage and strengthen believers in how to live their lives with their faith and how they can show the Holy Spirit being active in them. Ephesus was a big city, wealthy, influential, but also they worship other gods and other idols. So Paul reminds the early Christians and us today that following Jesus means living differently. He talks about identity, unity, grace, and ultimately how to walk in the way that reflects the Spirit of God. Ephesians 5 is part of a larger section where Paul is essentially saying, if you belong to Jesus, your life should reflect it. If you belong to Jesus, your life should reflect it. But that kind of transformation doesn't come from just trying harder. It comes from being filled with the Spirit of God. When you are filled with the Spirit, God's presence gives you the confidence and peace to live differently from the inside out. So this morning, we are going to look at 5 Spirit-led challenges that Paul gives us here. So here we go. Paul gets practical. He knows that it's easy for us to get distracted, to settle into routines, or to live on autopilot, even in our faith. So this is why Paul says here, so be careful how you live. Don't live like fools, but like those who are wise. So his first challenge that we see here is this. Don't drift. Live intentionally. Don't drift. Live intentionally. Paul is calling us to wake up, to pay attention, and make the most of every moment. Life with the Spirit is a life of purpose. It's not just getting by. It's not just getting through. It's life with purpose. Now think about this. Paul is writing this letter, and as he's writing this letter, he's in prison. So he's probably reflecting on his life, wishing he had more time to share Jesus. So behind the bars, he's encouraging us while we do have time to make it count. So, New Hope, every moment matters. Every second can make a difference. Our goal isn't just to get by or to live comfortably. It's to share Jesus with our loved ones, our coworkers, our neighbors, our friends. And yes, that person that gave you the side eye yesterday. Even that person that when you see that person, you just turn away. That person is Jesus too. And you get to shine that. And you get to show that. So if we are called to live intentionally, what does that actually look like? Well, Paul gives us the next challenge in Ephesians 5:16. Make the most of every opportunity in these evil days. In other words, don't waste your days. Make the most of them. Time is the one thing we cannot get back. I wish we had 4 more hours so I can sleep more. Just 4 more hours. But we don't. We got 24 and that's it. Paul urges us to be alert, to stay focused and use every moment we are giving to live out God's purpose and his plan. This world is broken and the days are dark. And that's why Paul is telling us that we need to shine the light of Jesus that is in us. When you are filled with the Spirit, he gives you the confidence to make every moment count, to see opportunity in every challenge, hope in every struggle, and purpose even in the pain. Paul reminds us in Ephesians 2:10, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us new in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things he planned for us long ago, the good things that he planned for us. You weren't made to drift or waste your days. You were made with purpose, on a purpose, for a purpose. God made you with purpose, on a purpose, for purpose. And that leads us to our next challenge. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what the Lord wants you to do. Paul is challenging us here to live on spiritual awareness. In other words, don't just go through life reacting. Seek God's direction. Living thoughtlessly means this. We drift through life without asking, God, what do you want me to do in this situation or in this season? That's what it means to live thoughtlessly. But understanding what the Lord wants you to do is not having all the answers. It's having a heart that's open and willing to listen and let him shine in you. This verse reminds us that God's will isn't hidden. It's revealed as we slow down, seek him, and walk with his spirit. But sometimes we get distracted with life. We get distracted with the traffic in 995. We get distracted with the circumstances that are happening around us that we don't see God's will. But his will is not hidden. It's available. It's there. The next challenge we see in Ephesians 5:18 is this. Don't be drunk with wine because that will ruin your life. Instead, be filled with the Holy Spirit. This is what Paul is saying. Don't escape your pain. Be filled with the Spirit instead. Paul is not warning us against alcohol. He's pointing a bigger principle. Don't run to quick fixes to numb your pain. When life gets overwhelming, we reach something, but Paul is saying, reach for the Spirit. Let's be honest. When life gets heavy, it's easy to reach for things that make us feel better at the moment. For some, it's watching Netflix. If I just watch all these shows, I don't have to worry about the stress that I'm dealing with. For others, it's watching social media, just getting lost on social media. I'm just watching a video because it makes me feel good right now. For others, it's getting busy at work or just staying occupied, busy, 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 so you don't have time to see what's happening around your reality. For other ones, it's eating. And that's me. Wednesday, I'm on the phone. My family is telling me something, and I'm very emotional. I'm Hispanic, so I'm getting into my feelings. And as I'm upset, I'm angry, I'm mad, I'm driving through I-95, and I see from far away a big N with yellow bright signs. And I'm like, you know what? A cheeseburger will make me feel good right now. So I stop for a cheeseburger. Got my cheeseburger, but here's the thing. Now those things actually heal the pain. They just delayed it. My pain wasn't healed. My anger wasn't healed. So as I'm biting the burger, I'm like, what am I doing? I'm over my calories. I shouldn't be eating this. And I'm like, Holy Spirit, I know you're here. I know you hear me. Help me out. And he did. He gave me the peace I needed. I mean, my family is 800 miles away. It's not like I can just jump and fix it. So at that moment, I had to trust that I'm in good hands, that the Spirit is in my life. Other people shut people off and put walls so nobody can come near them because you don't want to share your pain. But Paul is saying here that there's a better way. What if instead of escaping into distractions, you take a moment, pause, and say, Holy Spirit, meet me here. And he'll tell you, I am here already. I'm active already. I am in you. I am with you. Don't walk alone. So instead of watching your favorite show, maybe pause and worship for 10 seconds. Just worship. Maybe instead of grabbing that burger, grab a verse. Grab the word of God because that will feed your soul. And man, once you eat it, it feels great. It feels good. Better than that burger. What about instead of blocking your friends, text a friend and say, pray for me. Each one of us, if you're a follower, devoted follower of Jesus Christ, each one of us should have at least a friend that we can text them and say, please pray for me. You don't need to explain. Just pray. How would your life be instead of isolating? Because when we are filled with the Spirit, you are not just comfort, you are strengthened. You receive confidence to face what's ahead and the peace that God gives you. The world offers escapes. The Spirit offers peace, purpose, and power. That's what the Spirit does. While the world is offering you things so you can be delayed, or the pain can be delayed, the Spirit will give you the peace, the power you need at that moment. Being filled with the Spirit doesn't mean the pain disappears. But it does mean you are not longer carrying it alone. The Spirit is with you, in you. So what we've seen right now, Paul has shown us to live with purpose, not to waste our days, to walk with the Spirit, not to run for the pain. But Paul doesn't start there. He shifts his focus to a posture of our hearts. Look what he says. And give thanks for everything to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here's the challenge. Don't live on edge. Live with worship and gratitude. Instead of reacting to everything life throws at you, what if you respond with worship and gratitude? What about if you respond with, you know what, this is happening right now, it hurts, God, what are you teaching me here? Being filled with the Spirit isn't just about avoiding the wrong things, it's about cultivating a heart of gratitude and worship in every circumstance. Don't let life pull you into constant reaction. Live worship first, not worry first. When the struggle comes, because it will come. I wish I can tell you, it's going to be always good. No. Welcome to the world. We're going to have struggles, sickness, financial stress. Things will happen. But the Spirit of God tells you, let's worship me right now. Let's get this together. And I'll give you the wisdom and the peace that you need. Because sometimes when everything feels like it's falling apart, the Spirit reminds you that you are not alone. He's active in you. And there's still purpose in your pain. Even in my cancer, there was purpose. And that's what Paul is talking here. Give thanks in everything. Not for everything, but in everything. Give thanks in everything. When you live your life with worship, your circumstances don't rule you anymore. The Spirit grounds you. The Spirit guides you. The Spirit gives you the peace that you need. Being filled with the Spirit doesn't just change how you feel. It transforms how you think, how you speak, how you treat others, and how you walk through life every day with peace and purpose. It gives you the confidence to face life's hardships and the peace to endure them with the Spirit. You are not alone. So let me give you a personal example and how the Spirit has given me confidence and peace in some areas in my life. In 2017, I made the decision to trust God in the one area He has been challenging me for years. My finances. My money. Church, I grew up poor. I remember my father getting cheeseburgers from McDonald's, and that's probably why I like burgers. But he'll get them on Tuesday and Thursday when they used to be 29 cents and 39 cents, and he'll freeze them. And that was my food for the next 2 weeks. We didn't have money, so I grew up poor. And I had this mindset, my money is my money. I work hard for it. I sweat for it. This is mine. And by the time I was 18, I was already in debt. Not school debt, credit card debt. And every time the church talked about money, I would get upset, I would complain, and I would tune it out like, no, that's not for me. I even had this idea. Well, the church gives to the poor, so I'm poor, so let me give to myself 2 birds and 1 stone. I just killed 2 birds and 1 stone here. I used to say that. But in 2017, the Spirit of God challenged me. He said, you trust me in some areas, but not in this one. And he brought a person into my life that asked me, Yayo, I see you struggling financially a lot. I see you, man, you work for the church. I mean, you shouldn't be in the place you're in. Why? And then he asked me, do you trust God in everything? He didn't talk about finances. You know, he said, do you trust God in everything? And I knew what he was saying. I knew the Spirit was using that moment to tell me something. So that day, when he left, I'm upstairs, in my dining room. I decided to trust him. I made a personal commitment to give consistently, without complaining, cheerfully. And since that day, I have experienced financial peace. Even when the medical bills pile up, I still have peace. Because trust me, those medical bills do pile up sometimes. And they hurt. But God gives me peace. Even when the unexpected happens, the car breaks down, the tire gets broken, I want to buy something new, I got peace that God will provide. So in 2020, I got hit with a large tax bill. If you don't know this, when a pastor gets ordained, he becomes self-employed. No one told me that. The way they explained to me is like, well, you don't work for the church, so you work for God, but not the church. It's confusing, but he's self-employed. I'm like, okay, and you owe this much. It was a big chunk of money. I didn't even have enough in my savings for it. And I remember talking to my wife, Joanna. This is the first couple of months married. I'm like, oh, man, jumping in straight to financial stress. Here we go. How we going to do this? And I told Joanna, hey, don't worry. If I Uber, I Uber. If I work at McDonald's, I go work at McDonald's. We'll make it work. I know God will provide. He has done it plenty of times. I have confidence and peace that God will do something. Then Joanna tells me, how do you have confidence and peace? How do you talk like that? I have never experienced God the way you have. And it hit me there. It hit me. I'm like, oh man, God is about to do something here. God is about to show Joanna something. So I went home. I'm in my room praying, asking God, God, whatever you do, I'm ready for it. Whatever is about to happen, I'm ready for it. Because my wife has challenged something here. She has never seen you in action. I have plenty of times. So a few days later, I'm in the church. And some person came up to me. I don't know the person. And gives me an envelope. An envelope. But here's the funny thing about that envelope. It had her name first, then my name. That doesn't happen in my world. It's always Yayo and wife, Yayo and church family or pastoral family. This had Joanna and Pastor Yayo. So I grabbed that envelope. I knew where it was when I felt it. I went home. I told Joanna, hey, this is for us. I want you to open it. She opened it, and it was almost exact the money I had to pay my tax. She cried. That's all glory to God, church. All glory to God. She cried. She's in tears. And I'm just saying, God is good. All the time, God is good. He will provide. And my decision that I made in 2017, multiply here. It did things. It did different things. It gave me the peace and the confidence. And it showed my wife that God is present. That God is there. That he's available. But we need to trust. Even when we don't see it. And let me tell you. After that, a year later, cancer came to me. And then the other year, cancer came back again. And then for her, almost the same. I mean, we were just hit with stuff back to back. But we had the confidence and peace that God was going to take care of us. And he still has and he's still doing. God doesn't want our money. He doesn't need your money. He wants you to trust. To trust him. And maybe today, that's a step God's challenging you today. Maybe you are like me. You don't want to give to the church. And I want to challenge you with something. Trust God. Trust him. Trust him. Here at New Hope, there are several simple ways to give. You can give electronically using our envelopes that go to the wall. Do you know that 79% of people give electronically? Maybe that's you today. And yes, your giving does make a difference. It helps us. Yesterday, people came for a walk for water. And it was such a great day. It does make a difference. But today's message isn't about giving. It's not about money. It's about finding more through the Holy Spirit. Whether it's in your finances, your relationships, your work, or your future, God wants to do more in your life. And it starts with the Holy Spirit. So maybe for you, today's the day to trust him for the first time and let the Spirit of God be active in you. Because he wants to be active in you when you believe in him. And when you believe in him, then you can say, Holy Spirit, activate. Because he is active when you believe in him. But maybe for you, you have other struggles. Maybe it's not in your finances. Maybe you're good in that area. Maybe it's in your marriage. Maybe it's with your kids. Maybe it's at school. Maybe it's in your relationships. You tell God, God, you are welcome here, but you're not welcome there. Maybe it's time to ask God to be welcome everywhere. Because, church, there is more. There's more of God. There's more of His love. There's more of Him in you. But it starts with the Holy Spirit. So as I'm closing this series, I just want to tell you this. God loves you. God wants the best for you. He's giving everything so that you can have more. So your life can have purpose. So you can have an identity and you can walk through this broken world shining the light of Jesus. Because that's the light that we are meant to shine. And that Spirit, will guide you. That Spirit will love on you. That Spirit will show you that you are not alone. Because there is more when you trust in God and you let the Holy Spirit be active in your life. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this day. Lord, thank you for this series. Thank you for challenging us. Lord, we know that there is more through the Holy Spirit. And I pray for everyone here in the room today. You know their challenges. You know their struggles. You know what they're going through. Lord, I pray that they can trust you. That the Holy Spirit can be, they can see it being active in them. Lord, thank you for who you are. You are good all the time, Father. In your name we pray and say, amen. Thank you, church.